Ramona Rawlins is the recreation superintendent for the town of High Prairie. She's also spearheading the campaign for Craft Hockeyville in town. Ramona, thank you very much for joining us here on the line today. How did the bid for Craft Hockeyville go?
We're still in one of the phases. So the first phase is getting in a nomination that gets accepted for renovations to the specific arena that you're applying for. And then it takes them a few days to go over it, and then they notify you by email that you've been chosen. So that was super exciting to get that email. And 80% of our mark that is being judged relies on that nomination. And then another 20% totally relies on community involvement. And everybody had up until February 19th to add pictures or write a note or submit another nomination story. And even liking pictures, and they have little emojis that you can put on them, gives you points. And all the points are very important. Like I said, it's worth 20%. So as of February 20th, we went into the judging phase. And the end date of that is March 11th. So when that phase is over, they notify four arenas who are finalists. And those four arenas then get put onto the Craft Hockeyville site, and then we're in the voting phase until March 31st. And so once that voting phase happens, we really, really need community involvement. Like, everybody's got to get on there and vote for us. And then the first prize is obviously $250,000 to repair your arena or to assist with repairs. And then the second, third, and fourth prize are all $25,000. So, I mean, even that's good.
It certainly is. What brought the idea on to apply?
Well, they do it every year. And when you've been working in the recreation industry, you're just kind of aware of it. And we have a really bad refrigerated slab in one of our arenas in the Sports Palace. And it's amazing that the arena staff has been able to put ice in there over the last few years, and it's done. Like, this year was our last year we're going to be able to do that. So it's a pretty big job. We need to pull that floor out of there, put some new boards in, and it's going to look great, and we just really need assistance with it. It's a huge expense, so, you know, you got to go to all the avenues you possibly can to try paying for things like that.
The campaign has been on for a couple of weeks here. Ramona, what has the feedback been from people around town?
Well, we got our nomination submitted at the end of January, and then people could vote until, or could add points up until February the 19th. And it was pretty good. I feel like we could have done better, so I'm hoping that when the voting part comes around, if we make it into the top four, I hope that everyone really pulls together, because that arena is historical and everybody loves it, and it's so good for the kids, and we have so many communities around us that come into town and use it as well. So it's a really important part of the history of the town of High Prairie, for sure.
I know that Sports Palace has been a lot of fun. I spent 2.5 years in High Prairie and doing lots of Regals games at the time. It was certainly a lot of fun coming into the Sports Palace and into the Buchanan Center, for that matter, for the 2.5 years that I was there. Just in case things don't work out, and I'm not saying that they won't, you could very easily get into the top four. Any plans for future bids, future things to apply for when it's centered around this?
Oh, yeah, we can apply for grants and whatnot, because we have things that we need to replace outside of the ice surface, too. So, you know, any avenue we can explore to assist with these major renovations is worth checking into, definitely. So I will be looking into all of those as well.
Sounds like we would like to keep the palace going. Is it done?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's, like I said, it's a pretty important facility in this town, and very historical, and had some pro hockey players come out of there, and we've got a junior team that has won the league the last 2 years. They're heading into playoffs right now, and lots of minor hockey kids, and just it's really great to see the community involvement. Like when we have sponsored skates or anything like that, we had so many kids on family day that we had to open our second arena. So I mean, it's pretty awesome. A lot of people use the arenas, and really, for a small town, it's amazing that we have such great facilities here.
Fingers crossed that Kraft Hockeyville is successful in High Prairie. The bid is successful in High Prairie. Ramona Rollins is the recreation superintendent for the town of High Prairie. Ramona, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate talking to you as well.